message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It's my privilege to stand before you this morning. We want to appreciate God Almighty for His faithfulness. We want to thank Him for His love and His kindness. We want to thank Him for journey mercies. We also want to thank Him for extensive grace He has given unto us to stand with Him extensively in the course of this period. We want to appreciate Him for His love and for His kindness. It's good to see your beautiful faces again. To God alone be all the glory. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Okay, we'll go straight into the word and then we'll come back to other greetings in the course of this service. This service of this month has been tagged a month of higher realms and higher heights. Somebody say higher realms. Somebody say higher heights. And so today we are looking at higher realms thanksgiving, and it's also a prophetic service. Higher realms or new realms thanksgiving. And also, it's a prophetic service. Your position as a child of God is at the top. You have not been designed at all to be on the ground. You have not been designed at all to crawl on the ground. Your family is not meant to struggle. Your destiny is not meant for struggling. And you will never be a struggler in Jesus' name. I say you will never be a struggler in Jesus' name. Your father cannot be at the top and you are at the bottom. Your father cannot be the highest and then you are the lowest. Somebody say, God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. You cannot have a father that is so blessed and then you are so poor. You cannot have a father that is so rich yet you have nothing to show. You cannot have a father that is so wise, yet you are so dumb. God has designed you for a higher realm. And that's where you are going in the name of Jesus. And the higher realm is talking about a realm of glory. Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory. God has designed you for a realm of glory. According to Romans chapter 8 verse 30. God designed you to glorify you. God designed you to beautify you. Moreover, Him whom He did predestine, He called. And whom He called, He justified. And whom He justified, He glorified. So, God designed to glorify you. His aim, His intention, His plan is to ensure that you end up in glory. And there's a vital requirement called thanksgiving. Every thanksgiver always end up at the higher realm. I have never seen somebody who thanks God regularly and is on the floor. As such, I have never seen anybody addicted to praising God and is scratching the ground. And you will not be the first in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be the first in the name of Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 4. Ephesians 5 verse 4. The Bible says, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. We are not meant to be into foolish jestings. We are not meant to be into conversations that are not convenient. Jokes that doesn't make sense. That's not for Christians. You are not designed to be amongst people that are saying things that must not be heard outside. But the Bible says you must be given to thanksgiving. You are not meant to be given to filthiness. But you are meant to be given to thanksgiving. And as from today, a new grace to thank God better is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. What is in thanksgiving that takes you to a higher realm? What is in thanksgiving that takes you to a higher realm? Number one, thanksgiving is the gateway to heaven's attention. Psalms 100 verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Every thanksgiver enters or has access to heaven, has access to God. And the more you access God, the more you go higher and higher and higher. As from today, you and your family will be going higher. I said, you and your family will be going higher. So, thanksgiving grants you access to heaven's attention, or gives you access to heaven's attention, gives you access to the best that heaven has to offer. That's why a man like David was given to thanksgiving. He was addicted to thanksgiving. In Psalm 7 verse 7, he said, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. That is, I am determined to always access heaven. I am determined. My heart is fixed. My heart is, somebody here that your heart is fixed to praise God this morning. If you are one of us, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. My heart is fixed. That is, I am determined to thank God. And because of this, he never lacked heaven's attention. He never lacked heaven's attention. My prayer for somebody here today is that you never lack heaven's attention. I say you never lack heaven's attention. I say you never lack heaven's attention. In the name of Jesus, you will never lack heaven's attention. In the name of Jesus, many are searching for God, but God is not difficult to find if you can thank him. Many are searching for God, but if you are a thanksgiver, getting God is not difficult. The more you thank him, he himself will begin to look for you. God himself will begin to look for you. The forces of heaven will begin to look for you. Why? Because you are a thanksgiver. You are a grateful person. And only those that are grateful don't end up as great fools. Those who refuse to thank God end up as fools. May you not end up as a fool. I say, may you not end up as a fool. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? The second thing about thanksgiving that takes you to a higher realm is that thanksgiving brings about multiplication. Jeremiah 30 verse 9. Thanksgiving causes God to multiply you, to increase you. You are increased, you are multiplied. You are increased, you are multiplied. You are lifted up. Also in Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. The more you thank God, the more you experience increase. And from today, you begin to experience increase. I say you begin to experience increase. I say you begin to experience increase. Increase in your finances. Increase in your businesses. Increase in your career. Increase in your vocation. Can I hear you say a big amen? Let the people praise thee, O God. And let the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield and increase. So from today, your business will yield increase. The days whereby you are not making profit is over. I didn't hear your loud amen. The days whereby you are not making profit is over. As from today, your business will make good profit. Because as you enter your office, you enter with praise. As you enter your office, you enter with thanksgiving. As you enter with appreciation. Look at me. Just look at me. As you enter your office, you enter with gratitude. So your business can fold up. Every business you have started this year will end up very large. I say it will end up very large. Your business will end up very, very large. If I were you, I would say louder amen. So those that thank God, they end up in higher realm, higher realm, higher realm, higher financial breakthrough, higher realms of grace, and a higher height. And from today, everything about you is moving up. Everything about you is moving up. Let me hear your loudest amen. Thanksgiving always makes a man, whatever it is you are doing, will begin to grow and get better. And as from today, it will be getting better for you. It will be getting better for you. It will be getting better for your finances. It will be getting better for every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. God never destined any of us to struggle. He destined us for higher realms. Number three, what is in thanksgiving that changes your life and takes you to a higher realm? He grants you access. Thanksgiving grants you access to insight, revelation, and discoveries. It grants you access to insight, revelation, and discoveries. The first one I said, thanksgiving grants you what? Sorry? Great. No, second, thanksgiving grants you. What's the second one? Sorry? Multiplication. Multiplication. It multiplies you. It increases you. And number three, it grants you access to insight and revelation and discoveries. Whenever you are a man that thanks God, you always have access to unusual revelation. Look at Apostle Paul. He was the last to come among the apostles, yet he had the highest revelation. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament as a direct result of revelation. From today, God will make an inventor out of your life. I say, God will make an inventor out of your life. Revelation is what births elevation. Elevation is what births transformation. Transformation is what births acceleration. So until you have that rhema, you can't get to that height. Until you know what to do, you continue to struggle. But the days of your struggling are finally over. The days of your struggling are finally over. And that's why in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In every situation, give thanks to God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I pray for somebody today, that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number four, what is in thanksgiving that leads you to higher heights and a higher realm? Thanksgiving brings about access to answered prayers. Colossians 4 verse 2. Continue in prayer. Watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue to pray. Prayer is good. Prayer is wonderful. Prayer is fantastic. But he said, continue in prayer, comma. And then the same prayer, watch in the same with thanksgiving. So prayer and thanks and praise, they are Siamese twins. Hello. They are Siamese twins. You can't separate them. You can't separate them. You are praying. You are thanking. You are praying. You are thanking. You are praying. You are thanking. And I believe prayer and thanksgiving are like garri and water. You don't enjoy garri alone without water. Hello. So when garri and water mix together and you put some other condiments with it, in fact, it's flowing endlessly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you are thanking God, your prayers are answered easily. Many are frustrated in the place of prayer. They've gone to different mountains, 670 staircase, 900 staircase, different kind of staircase of every kind from different places. Yet they came back. The same way they went up, they came down like that. Because they never approach God with gratitude. I can't imagine. Can you imagine somebody coming to you and asking you for something else when you just blessed him yesterday and he didn't remember to say thank you? In my place, they say it is like a thief coming to your house and with gun, carry your goods. It's just as if a thief and an armed robber entered your house and cleared your LED and took it away. That's the same way it is. Many have called it to every minute details needs appreciation. In Luke 17 from verse 10, I know you know the story very well, from verse 11 particularly, when those guys were healed. The lepers, only one person, only one came back. Others forgot. They just started enjoying their life. And so they could not be perfected. My prayer is that everything God has started shall be perfected in your life. Everything that God has started in your life shall be perfected in your life. Everything that God has commenced shall be perfected in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, moving on quickly this morning, how to continue to thank God even in difficult times. How do I continue to thank God even when things are difficult, when things are tough? How can I continue to praise God even when it seems as if hope is not around the corner? Number one, start every day with thanksgiving. Every blessed day when you wake up, start it with appreciation. Let your day start with exaltation. As your leg touches the ground, let gratitude ooze out of your life, knowing fully well that you could have passed to the other side. It's just like one line between death and life. And studies have shown that a lot of people that die, they die in their sleep. A person doesn't need an accident to die. Just laying on the bed, the person can die and sleep. Children have died through that means. Adults have died through that means. So it's not a matter of old people alone. But that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. So deliberately, when you get up in the morning, let appreciation ooze out. That's why you should wake up early, so that you don't rush off to school or rush off to work without saying thank you to God. Your lecturer cannot wake you up when you sleep. Drugs. Many drugs are available for somebody to sleep. But I'm not sure there's a drug that they can give you when you already are asleep. They say this drug will make you to wake up now. No. So that's what is in the hand of God. God is the one that wakes people up. He's the one that decides it's his time to wake up. And as he wakes you up, it's like your wife tapping you. Good morning, darling. Then you respond. But when you wake up in the morning and your wife tap you, good morning, darling, your husband tap you, good morning, and then you just woke up, you look like a rude person. You look very odd. You look very odd. But when you wake up in the morning, deliberately, you express your thanksgiving. You express your love. You show him that you love him. You express your appreciation to him. You sing a song of praise to him. And then he's happy to see you another day. In the morning, early in the morning. In the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. In the morning, in the morning. Oh, early
in the morning.
Oh, in the morning,
I will rise and praise the Lord.
So you just worship him. I love you, Lord. Number two, under that number one, you can please put Psalm 67 verse 30 and Psalms 119 verse 62. That is, David was a man of the midnight. He woke up at the midnight to praise God. Psalm 62:30, always praising God in the midnight. Also, Psalm 119 verse 62 also explains the importance of that. Now, number two, how to continue to thank God even in difficult times. Number two is guard your thoughts. Guide your thoughts. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23 verse 7. The way you think affects your thanksgiving. When you think that God has not done anything, then it looks like he has not really done anything. When you think of what he has not done, then it looks as if he has actually not done anything for you. He has done great things. He has done great things. Just think of what he has done. That is your focus. Just think of what he has done. When I think of where you brought me from, when I think of where I am today, when I think of where you're taking me, I kind of when I think of where you brought me from, when I think of where. So that should be your thought pattern. Gratitude always. Gratitude always. Gratitude always. Always searching for one thing to thank God for. One of my advice for you today is to have a jotter to note what God is doing. Because if you don't have it, it's very easy to forget. It's very easy to forget God's doings in your life. It just looks casual. You travel, you came back. God fed you with good food. It's okay. It's not busy. That's why he gave me stomach before. He gave me stomach to put food inside now. So what's the big deal? You are walking on the floor. You are walking on the floor and you just, what's the big deal? What's happening? You don't just look at everything as casual. One of the first things that I did when I traveled intensely for the first week or plus was what I'm talking about today. Because God showed me something very vital immediately I got to where I was going. The first service I went to in the church where I went to, the first church I went to, and the first service, as we were there, worshiping God, it was time for the pastor to minister, a very big church. The pastor just collapsed on the altar, and the whole church was in pandemonium. The same thing that pastor is doing, I'm doing it. Maybe even more, I don't know. He just collapsed. And I was thinking, if he was Nigerian, because Nigeria is very easy for that person to pass on. But that place, they quickly called 911. People came to help him and resuscitate him. In Nigeria, you go die there. They don't have the gadgets. And if they have, the gadget is far away. The gadget is far away. So they quickly brought it and all that. I'm talking of a very big pastor, not a very big a church of maybe about 5,000 congregation church. Just collapse on the altar because of excess stress and the extensive fastings. And on that particular day, I was also fasting. Because there was no day that we are fasting here that I'm not fasting there. And all the normal days I fasted, I fast. Even more. So as we closed that service and as we got him resuscitated and all that by his grace, and then he left, I just kept on thanking God. I said, God, hey, I thank you. So you have to be grateful. You have to be thankful. It's Tuesday now that I started traveling, got here on Friday. I don't think I slept, because in the plane I didn't sleep. I was just, people were just looking at me, what's wrong with this guy? I was just walking up and down, just thanking God. Maybe my sleep was just 1 hour out of 20 something hours flight. Just thanking God, just appreciating God, just giving Him praise. If you live your life like that, you are sure to be blessed of God. Look at what God has not done for you. Don't focus on anything God has not done for you. Don't look at anything God has not done for you. Turn your eyes away from what you are looking for. Look at His majesty. 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 Sing in majesty. But alive in your hands. Sing in majesty. Number three, how do you thank this God in difficult times? Number one, I said start every day with thanksgiving. Number two, guide your thought. Number three, know that thanksgiving is a commandment. Know that thanksgiving is a commandment. Just like we have other commandments in the scripture, to thank God is a commandment. And there are grave consequences for those that refuse to thank God. May you not suffer withdrawal of your benefits. I said, may you not suffer withdrawal of your benefits. It says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. That also says in Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Your breath will not be withdrawn. Your blessings will not be withdrawn. Mark it, that thing you are thanking God for, it will never be withdrawn from you. Thanksgiving is a commandment. According to that scripture I mentioned earlier, Luke 17 from verse 11, that word, you know that story of that those 10 lepers? Jesus was asking, where are the other nine? They are nowhere to be found. But as from today, the spirit of thanksgiving enters into you in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving is not optional. It's not an option. It's not something that if you feel like or if you don't know, it's not optional. It's you must do it, and you must do it according to standard. The higher you do it, the higher you go. Herod refused and he was eaten up by worms. Anyone that refuses faces the consequences. But you, this morning, we escape every consequence in the name of Jesus. And number four, how to continue to thank God continuously is to focus on God's blessings only. Focus on His blessings only. Let your eyes be focused on Him. Let your eyes look towards everything He has done in your life. Let your eyes look towards everything He has done in your family. Let gratitude ooze out of your life. Never look back at the problems of the past. Never look back at what you have lost. If you have lost anything, it is because of God, you didn't lose everything. If there is something that enemy has taken away from you, today God will restore it sevenfold. I say today God will restore it sevenfold. Mark it, as you thank God today, everything you have lost shall come back in a rush. A lady here, a guy just jilted you and told you that he's not doing again. Thank God he said he's not doing again. Because somebody that is 1,000 times better than him is coming to replace him. No, let him go. Let him go. Let him what? Let him go. He is too small to pay your bills. That's why God put him aside and wants to bring somebody that can pay your bills. He's too small to care for you. He doesn't have the capacity to care for you emotionally and pocketically. So God wants to bring somebody else to replace him. So relax. Relax. Put your mind at rest. Turn to your neighbor and say, put your mind at rest. Things are going to get better for you from now on in the name of Jesus. I said things are going to get better from you from now on in the name of Jesus. So focus on God and focus on everything good he has done for you. Let no murmuring come out of your lips. Let no frowning be on your face. I told them at the workers meeting this morning, I said, those that frown, they drown. If you don't want to drown, don't frown. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Let your heart rejoice. As from today, rejoicing will not cease around your destiny. Mark it, by the time many will see you here next week Sunday, your realm has gone to a higher realm. By the time many will see you next week Sunday, your realm has gone to a higher realm. 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 People will be searching for you. They can't find you because you have gone very far. I said they will be searching for you. Where they used to find you, they will not be able to find you there because your level has changed. Your realm has changed. Your place has changed. Your status has changed. Your finances has changed. Everything about your life is changing for the better. In the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.